The two main Democratic presidential candidates will be in Massachusetts today, campaigning in the final hours before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primary. One Republican presidential candidate is also focusing on this state as he competes with frontrunner Donald Trump. For the latest on the campaigning, we go now, as we do every Monday, to Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Democrat Hillary Clinton had a resounding victory in South Carolina over the weekend. How does that affect things for her in Massachusetts, do you think?
It really affects Bernie Sanders at this point. She has the momentum. There's no question about it. We have 11 states voting tomorrow, including, of course, Massachusetts. And it appears that on the Democratic campaign, that Massachusetts is going to be Bernie Sanders' last stand. If he does not win here, for all political purposes, the campaign is over. As of those 11 states that vote, his campaign says they have a conceivable chance of winning five. I think we can clearly say he will win Vermont. But Massachusetts, of those five, is the big prize in terms of the delegate count. And now it looks like Hillary Clinton already had the momentum heading into this state before South Carolina, if you want to track the polling, including WBURs. If he does not win here, it's really hard to see how Bernie Sanders wins the nomination.
So Clinton has two events in Massachusetts today, one in Springfield, the other in Boston. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, is campaigning in Worcester. Bernie Sanders will be in Boston tonight. So this is really, this state really is key for the candidates.
Yeah, and all of these announcements of these events occurred in the last few days. And so it underscores the point that the role that Massachusetts will play in this contest. Look, Georgia has more delegates tomorrow. Texas has a significantly more delegates tomorrow. Tennessee has about the same amount of delegates, but they're in Massachusetts, and there's a reason for that, and that it would be that this is Bernie Sanders' last stand.
In terms of the Republican candidates visiting Massachusetts, it's just Ohio Governor John Kasich. He was in Springfield yesterday. He'll be in Plymouth today. What's his strategy?
So, you know, John Kasich still hanging out in this race, not a huge factor in terms of this three-person contest. His job is to accumulate delegates. So he's looking at this 11-state field. Many of them are in the South. This is what they call the SEC primary to match the college athletic conference down South. Spreads from Texas all the way to Georgia. But he's hanging out in the Northeast. He's hanging out in Vermont, where he also was. He's also going to be today before he has his stop in Plymouth. And then he's also hanging out in Massachusetts. He's then going to basically hang out in Michigan and his home state of Ohio. And that's about it.
Is this essentially his last stand?
No, he's trying to argue that Ohio, his home state, also votes on March 15th, the same day as Marco Rubio's Florida. He says that if he does well a week earlier, a week from now, actually, on March 8th in Michigan, a neighboring state where he's had a lot of ground game put in, he can still be in the contest. I think what we're seeing is that John Kasich is running the best campaign in America for a vice president. So I think that he's going to try to accumulate some delegates, remain in the conversation, but this is not a serious contest for the nomination unless something really wacky happens at the national convention.
All right, James, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Boston Globe politics reporter James Pindle.